The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Vav Sif Dalet teaches us. Tzrichen Lizar, one should be careful. Shaloi Var Chas V'Shalom Baruch L'Batala. One should not, under any circumstances, make a Baruch L'Batala. Oy Ligram L'Atzmai, or somebody should be careful Lavar not to make a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. A Baruch Hashem Tzricha, an example would be if somebody knows that he's going to wash and eat a meal and make hamotzi, and then we don't make separate brachas on the food, start making separate brachas. But even though we just learned one should not make a brach shen etzricha, under certain circumstances, for example, if one is going to be eating or drinking something during the meal, and there, as we're going to learn, there are circumstances that there's a question, do you make a separate bracha or not on that food or drink? And in order to avoid the shaila, he makes a bracha before the meal. That is not considered a bracha shen etzricha. Or if somebody, for example, wants to specifically eat this food or drink this drink, even though he's going to be eating it and drinking it during the meal, but he also wants to have it before the meal, that isn't considered a bracha shen etzricha. Also, if somebody's teaching somebody hilchis brachas, and he wants to teach the person the proper nusach of the bracha, that isn't considered a bracha levatala. But the Eish Lavram says that one should try as best as possible, if he's teaching somebody else the bracha, he should try to not have to say the Shem Hashem. Vim nechshal birch bracha levatala, if somebody accidentally didn't make a bracha levatala, v'kem binyan achar, or in other situations, im nechshal v'hoitzi Shem Shemayim levatala, he used Hashem's name in vain, and the Chai Adam says that he should say it immediately after he recognized that he used Hashem's name in vain. However, if he forgot to say Baruch Shem immediately, or he's in a place where he can't say Baruch Shem, so then the halacha is that whenever you remember, that's when you should say Baruch Shem. If a person said Baruch Shem, said Hashem's name a number of times in vain, the opinion of the Das Kedoshim is saying Baruch Shem once is sufficient for all of those recitals of Hashem's name. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that saying Baruch Shem once is sufficient. Let's say somebody said Hashem's name and he realized that he wasn't supposed to. He should say, Yisayim Lamdeinu Chukecha. Now, somebody says Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he realizes he should end the words Lamdeinu Chukecha, Shu Pasuk Shalim. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim. And therefore, Ava Kamay Limud V'Loy Levatala. It's considered that he was learning that Pasuk and not saying Hashem's name Levatala. V'm Hizchel Gam Taivis Alakeinu. He said already Alakeinu. V'niskim Yad Sh'om Al-Acha Sh'om Al-Akai. If after he said the word Alakei, V'loy Gom Al-Loy Menu, but he didn't complete the word Alakeinu, but he said Alakei, Yisayim v'yoymer, Yisrael avinu me'oylem v'oylem. Zeh gam kein loshen ha'pasuk b'divrei yomim. And the Piskei Tshuva says, if he said the word Elokeinu, there are also psukim that he could say. One pasuk he says, is the pasuk that says, Hashem Elokeinu, ata anisam keil noisa yislam, v'noikem aleloisam. Or a pasuk that says, the pasuk that says, Hashem Elokeinu diba aleinu b'chayiv lemer, Rav lechem sheves b'har hazeh. U'mekom makom yoyim megam b'zeh, but says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even in a case where he's able to finish what he started by saying a pasuk, he should still, because he said Hashem's name in vain, say Baruch Hashem k'vayim achus aloy olam v'od. Sif hei, Baruch al-mayim, somebody made a bracha on water, v'shamash yesh meis b'shchuna. And he heard, unfortunately, somebody who passed away in this neighborhood. The minig is to pour out all water in the neighbor of a mace, b'nei sakana. Become up mekivin sheberich, since he did make a bracha, and we don't want the bracha to be a bracha of a talab. Yish tamaat, he should take a little drink. Shleite brachas of a talab, to avoid the problem bracha of a talab. Val yidag b'nei sakana, and he shouldn't worry that by drinking this water, he's going to be in danger. Somebody who's doing something because of a mitzvah need not be concerned. after he drank a little yishpach hashar. This halacha of pouring out the water, says the Gesher Chaim, is only on water that only on bottled water. But water that you take out of the sink, or water, if it's not plain water, it's soda, whatever, or it's water that was cooked, all of these halacha, this halacha doesn't apply. What is the definition of a mace in the neighborhood that you have to pour out the water? So the Paiskim say, if a mace is in a house, the two houses on the side of that house, certainly the water in the house of the nifter, but the two houses on the side, then are also considered the shchuna, unless there's a street that goes between the houses, that's considered a mace, that's considered the shchuna. If there's a mace, Rachman Slan, in an apartment house, there's some that say the halacha is still the same, only the apartments on the side of that apartment where the nifter is, and some say all the apartments in the house. Sif Vav, Kol HaBrachos Chutz B'Brichas HaMazon, all brachas except for Brichas HaMazon, Im Nistapek Bem, if there's a question, Amram or Lo Amram, if one said it or he didn't say it, Einu Chayz Mevarech, you don't make the bracha again. And similarly, if there's a question, if you ate enough food, for example, for a bracha achrayna, or if there's a question, do I make a brichas mitzvahs under these circumstances? So we follow the minig olam, or we follow what most poskim say. If somebody is in such a situation where he's a question if he has to make a bracha or not, the poskim say that the best thing to do is bring yourself to make a bracha. And that is, if you have a question, if you're going to eat enough, as we just discussed, make sure to eat enough that there should be no question that you should make a bracha. There are other halachic ways of dealing with a situation where you don't know if you have to make a bracha and you want to make the bracha, but on the other hand, we don't make a bracha by suffix brachas. One is to say the bracha b'loshen arami. For example, if you want to eat, you say Brich Rechmana Malka Da Alma Mare Dai Mechla. Or another advice is to think the bracha, or to say the bracha Vivarach David Me Olam Vat Olam, and then say whatever bracha you're speaking about, or learn that bracha that you have a question about in the Gemara, and by learning it from the Gemara, you'll say the Nusach, and you'll not be considered that you made a bracha Vlav Tala because you said it while you were learning that piece of Gemara. Sif Zayin. Chayv Adon Lavar B'chol Yoy Mei Brachas L'Fachas. A person has to say every day at least 100 brachas. The David HaMelech Tikkun Zayis. This is a rule that David HaMelech instituted. Remez L'Davar. Num HaGever Hukam Oil. Oil is B'gmatria 100. When does the count begin? The count, says the Shal Shachus B'tzal HaHachma, we know in halacha, the day begins at night. So every night when the new day begins, that's when the new count of 100 brachas begins. The Chidah, the Rebbeinu B'chaya actually says that this is really a takana that starts from Moshe Rabbeinu to make 100 brachas a day. Just it was forgotten and David HaMelech reinstituted. The Samach Man HaTorah, where do we have a proof from the Torah that you should make 100 brachas every day? Because the pasuk says, "Vati Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miimach Ki Im Liras Hashem," and the Gemara says, "Al Tikri Ma Elameya 100." Hey man, brachas and liras Hashem. By making these 100 brachas, we come to Yerushimayim Ulahava Isai to love Him Ulazachroi Tamid to remember Him all of the times. Aydei brachas Shemavarchem through the brachas that we recite. Haklalus Shemim Mishnah Torah. The Tachacha and Parshas Kisavai, Hein Tzadik Hef, represent 98 klos, V'ksiv, Kam Kol Choyli, V'komaka, which are another two Arei Kuf. The Kuf Brachas Shana Mavarchim, the 100 brachas that we make every day, B'chol Yoyim, begin us alone to protect us, not to have to be concerned about all of these klos. says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, however, Ubishabbos for Yontev became betanis shem chaserim memei brachas. On Shabbos and Yontev that we're missing, because Shabbos and Yontev, the Shemoneh Esrei is shorter, and on a fast day we don't eat. Mashlimim, the way we make up the 100 brachas, is b'mashim mechavim l'birchas ha-shlis chatzibah b'chazor ha-tefillah, that we have in mind when the shlich tzibah says chazor ha-shatz to be yoytze with his bracha, u'birchas ha-karim b'tar v'maftirim, and the brachas that are said by leining, v'anam achreim amein, and we recite amein after those brachas, v'gam, and says the Gemara b'birchas ha-nenem, and the same thing is that we eat more food. However, even though we're supposed to eat more food on Shabbos to reach the Mei Brachas, still, what we learned before, we're not allowed to make a Brach Shein Atzricha or Chas V'Shalom or Brach Achroina in order to reach that number, because that is not, you don't solve your problem by creating new problems. Ches. Kol Brach Shadim Shemei Chaveiroi, any Bracha that you hear someone else say, Kishayma Amrei, when you hear the person saying it, you say, Kishayma Amrei Baruch At Hashem, when you hear the person reciting the bracha, say, Baruch At Hashem, Hu Amrei, you're supposed to say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Kishayma is a bracha, and when the bracha is finished, Tzarech Laima Amen. A person should say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, immediately, as soon as he hears the person saying the bracha, say the Hashem's name before that person says Melech Olam. Moreover, if a person sees that by saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, he won't be able to say Amen, then he shouldn't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy, because the Gra, in fact, opinion was that you don't say. He never said Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. There's a very big discussion when somebody hears two brachas. What should he do? Some say he should say Amen. The Shari Tshuva suggests that the best thing to do under such circumstances is say Amen vi Amen. Ukshigayim is a bracha. When the bracha is finished, Tzarech Laima Amen. Perish Amen. What is the definition of Amen? Who emes? V'chamim believe by person should think. Emes hi a bracha shebirech ha-mavarech. I believe in what this person just said. And the bracha that has a tefillah included, kigoyim bracha shemana esrei, min atachonin amach shechnas l'tzion, or bracha sheshlam, yischamim b'amiris amen. You should have a mind by saying the amen l'shnei dvarim, 2 points. Emesi abracha to recognize that what was said is true. V'yirotzen. And we daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, she amen hadvarim b'mehera, that what was said should happen quickly. B'kaddish ena l'tfilah l'osad, the amen and kaddish, which is only represent the tfilah, yichavim rak l'bakosha, she amen davar b'mehera. He's davening that what we're asking for should happen soon. The Shor Mitzion b'alocha has a very interesting discussion here. If somebody hears a bracha through the telephone, does one say Amen on a bracha that you hear through the telephone? So he says that the original Paiskim who speak about the Shaila, Shalchus Mechzalazo, Shalchus Pnei Maven, their opinion was to say Amen on a bracha that you hear on the telephone. But then he says, after understanding that how does a telephone work, and that the way a telephone works is it turns the voice that is saying whatever it's saying into waves, and then it turns them back into electronic waves, and then they turn it back into sounding like your voice. So it turns out that you did not hear the person reciting the bracha. And therefore, since you did not actually hear the person reciting the bracha, you don't say Amen on a bracha that was said over the telephone. If a person is in a place where you're not allowed to be interrupted, then you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy is not as serious as Amen. Amen, we sometimes may interrupt our tefillah to say, not Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy. V'kein, in Mishayim Baruch Shigam Hu Tzarech Lotzes B'Brachas Ois, if somebody hears a bracha that he has to be yoytzu that brachas, and that it should be considered a situation as if I myself said this bracha. We hear the shofa, we hear the megillah, and we want it to be considered as if we ourselves said the bracha. By such brachas, one should not say baruch uvrach shmai. Does that have a hefsek b'emtzah brachas? It's considered an interruption in the middle of the bracha. When may you say amen when you're in the middle of something? When may you not say amen? Yivarach mitzvah Hashem l'kamem kaimai and simin yudalad. However, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chaya Adam, says that if somebody did say baruch uvrach shmai in a time and place where he shouldn't have, for example, as we just discussed, he's being yaitzu with a bracha by Bircha Shofar, and he accidentally said baruch uvrach shmai, it's acceptable, it's not considered as if he didn't hear the bracha.